This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Snow and cold arrived in much of Colorado over the weekend. CPR's Lauren Antonoff-Hart says this can only mean one thing for the state's winter sports enthusiasts. Ski and snowboard season is here.
On Sunday, Arapahoe Basin opened the state's first slopes of the season. Copper, Keystone, and Loveland aren't far behind as they're busy making snow. Most resorts are aiming for a late November opening as they prepare for another season of fun. I'm Lauren Antonoff-Hart, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org for a list of Colorado resorts' anticipated opening and closing dates. A new coalition of housing advocates and a group of people experiencing homelessness have formed the Colorado Springs Homeless Union. The group appeared at City Council last week and said it's intended to allow people experiencing homelessness to advocate on their own behalf. Shane Hood is unhoused and one of the early leaders.
This way here, we're in their face because we're not hiding anymore, because that's what they want, is they want us to be hidden so they can say, oh, yeah, the homeless people, and they can talk about us, but they don't have any representation in the public eye. We are powerless no more.
The group says they are actively considering whether to pursue becoming a chapter of the National Union of the Homeless. Grand Junction voters will decide on an affordable housing question this November. The ballot measure would allow the city to offer a 99-year lease for affordable housing projects on city land. Councilmember Randall Wrights says it could also be used for worker housing.
We're getting great support from the school district and the local university, Colorado Mesa University, who are just having a hard time recruiting teachers and faculty because it's so expensive to live here now.
Grand Junction City Charter currently caps leases at 25 years. A similar measure was voted down last year. Come to CPR.org for more.